On the other coast this weekend, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is trying to persuade voters to approve a $15 billion bond issue, borrowing to get out of a fiscal crisis. John Myers reports from member station KQED that many Californians are skeptical.
It's doubtful many politicians could stand inside a beer brewer's cavernous warehouse and get an audience to listen to a speech about the intricacies of state finances.
Thank you. Thank you.
But at a rally this week in the San Gabriel Valley, Arnold Schwarzenegger did just that, while also using a little humor to draw in a community that strongly supported him in the recall election 3 months ago.
I got 70% of the votes. Now the other 30% just never forgave me for my movie Hercules in New York. So that was the.
But the speech soon turned serious. Governor Schwarzenegger is campaigning hard for a deficit bond he proposed, which appears on the state ballot in March. The bond would erase up to $15 billion in government debt, and investors would be paid back over time with a portion of California's existing sales tax revenues. A deficit bond of that size would be unprecedented, and some economists say it is risky fiscal policy. Still, Schwarzenegger, in launching his high-stakes campaign this week, tried to sway voters with what he portrays as common sense.
Now we have to deal with it. Now how do we deal with it? We do the same thing as a financial counselor would do. If someone will go to a financial counselor and says, look, I'm an addict, I cannot stop spending money, he would say, well, let's consolidate all your debt, bring it together, refinance it, hopefully get a lower interest rate, and then let's cut up the credit cards, throw it away so you can never spend more money than you make. And that's exactly what we are doing here.
But voters are skeptical. A recent poll from the Public Policy Institute of California showed only 35% of the voters surveyed would vote yes on the massive deficit bond. Pollster Mark Baldessari says the conventional wisdom would call such a measure dead on arrival.
A state proposition that's starting in the middle 30s is going to be very, very rare that it goes up.
But the same poll shows while most Californians surveyed dislike the deficit bond, they like Schwarzenegger. 64% said they approve of the way he's doing his job. That, says Baldessari, may be a sign the muscular governor can push this one through.
What has provided his popularity right now has been, I think, a very upbeat, optimistic, hopeful message for Californians. So if somehow he can talk about these bonds in a way that are going to make people feel good about the future of California, because ultimately that's why they pass bonds, then we're going to see those numbers shift.
That's exactly what Schwarzenegger's political advisors hope. The governor has reunited many of his top staffers from the recall campaign for an intensive 5-week effort to pass both the bond and a companion balanced budget amendment. Estimates are the campaign could cost between $8 and $12 million. California governors have a mixed record of trying to use their own popularity for controversial ballot initiatives. Even Ronald Reagan was rejected by voters when he campaigned for his own budget reform plan. But this governor's political team is confident, says campaign spokesman Todd Harris.
I'm not so sure how much you can look at recent political history and try to draw parallels with this administration, because we've never had a governor named Schwarzenegger before.
Still, there is a feeling Arnold Schwarzenegger is rolling the dice. And while he has much to win if his fiscal recovery plan passes, he also has much to lose if it fails. Pollster Mark Baldessari.
If this bond measure doesn't succeed, then he goes back to the legislature without the presumed support of the voters who put him into office.
That might make it very difficult for the anti-tax, pro-business governor to get his way with a democratically controlled legislature. They may then realize the movie star governor, famous for portraying an invincible robot, is really human after all. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.